93.3 WJTL, the City Harmonic. We are one. Good morning to you. It's 8:18.
Good morning. This is Intern Quinn here with your forecast. Today we're looking at sunny skies, high of 89. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, low of 69. And tomorrow for your winning Wednesday, partly sunny. There is a chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms, high of 88. And right now it is 72.
Joining us on the radio via the phone is author Georgia Schaefer. Georgia has authored 5 books, including a gift of Morning Glories, Restoring Your Life After Loss. Georgia is joining us from Mount Wolf this morning, where she was listening to WJTL. Good morning to you, Georgia.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Great to be here.
Oh, it's so great to have you on the radio. Now, I understand that you were listening and you were thinking about some toys from your childhood you were fond of. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I realized I was always a bit of a tomboy, so I liked things like playing with a ball, jump rope, playing outside.
Yeah. Did you ever have, I don't know if you remember, they had super balls. Do you remember those super balls that bounced way high in the sky?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Love those. Those were great toys. Good memories. Were you the jump rope champion at school or anything?
No, but I won in pull-ups.
Pull-ups.
Now that's impressive.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. How many pull-ups could you do back in the day?
Boy, you know, it was timed. It was like within 30 seconds or a minute, and I honestly don't know, but I can't even do one right now. So,
yeah, I'm not sure.
What's
I could
that?
Not sure I could do one either. We're talking with Georgia Schaefer, Georgia, an author. Her new book is called A Gift of Morning Glories, Restoring Your Life After Loss. And since the topic is on rebuilding after loss, tell us about some of the challenges you face, some of the loss that you have faced in your life, Georgia.
Yeah, the book came out of some of the lessons I've had to learn and wanted to share. 28 years ago, I was in my 30s, diagnosed with breast cancer, had a recurrence very quickly. It was very aggressive, and had to have a bone marrow transplant, chemo, and radiation. And as my son said, Mom, you were a ghost in a shell. Mm. And during the same period of time, I went through a divorce and lost my job because I was too weak to work. And so I learned, you know, at that point I could say, hey, I survived, but now what? And so what does that rebuilding look like? And then, you know, fast forward, I had many years of good health, rebuilt, been writing and speaking. And then 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer.
Wow.
And no, I never smoked. And so, you know, dealing with all that. So the unwanted changes that we face in life that we would never choose, the books that I wanted to share with real practical information of how do we go from the journey from hurt and setbacks and disappointments to beginning again.
So what are some of the key things that you learned that could help people that are going through some of the same life things that you've gone through?
First of all, I think for me, I didn't want to deal with the pain, the loss, and the grief, and so I tended to be very active and busy, but that didn't work. So I learned the first thing I needed to do was just give myself time to grieve. Mm. And a lot of times we think that's just for death, but it's not. Even when my son went off to college, I had to grieve over, you know, that season of my life was over where he was around. So grieving's about protesting the pain, getting real with ourselves and God. You know, if you have the whys, you know, lamenting over what you wish could be. And that can take lots of time depending on what you've lost. And then I think the next thing that's really important, and you know, after you give yourself time, it's not necessarily, well, here's the next step. It's, this is just the guide. But at some point, when you come to accept what is, you might not have liked it, you got to start looking at your situation differently. Nothing changes. Rather, the shift comes in the way you see things. And it was easy to get stuck in what was wrong, but I had to start purposely. How can I look at the things differently? And sometimes it's as simple as realizing that, you know, there are some good things to be had, maybe, like it's a wonderful opportunity to grow in character and grow closer to God and understand when you have that inconsolable pain that he really can be present in a real way. And then you want to start finding the value and share your gifts, whether you share your story, your heart, what God's done in your life. When you go through these life-altering, disappointing experiences, you're not the same person if you allow him to transform you. And so what do you have to share that can help others in the midst of their pain or their setbacks? And most importantly, share the hope of Christ, what he did in your life.
And so for you, writing this book, writing your other books, going out and speaking has been that opportunity to share your story. What kind of feedback do you get? What kind of impact has that made for you?
Well, I think people who are really suffering want some practical things to hang on to. For instance, I repeatedly hear, and this seems so simple, but I hear it over and over, well, I thought grieving was only for death.
Mm.
And they didn't realize, you know, that there's all these different losses. Or the other thing I get is I understand how important it is to take my pain and allow God to transform me into someone so much better, to use our pain in a purposeful way, and to take these situations because they can give you a real sense of meaning and purpose. And I think the greatest lesson I think God showed me was life doesn't go on forever, and I need to live intentionally.
We're talking with Georgia. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Georgia. Go ahead. Finish that thought.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
We're talking with Georgia Schaefer. She is the author of several books, including A Gift of Morning Glories, Restoring Your Life After Loss. Georgia, if folks are interested in your book, what is the best way for them to be able to get more information or to get your book?
It's available. You can order it through any of the bookstores or online, any of the online bookstores like Barnes & Noble, Amazon, Lifeway, Christian Books. It's available through all the major outlets. I have it on my website at georgiaschaefer.com.
georgiaschaefer.com or anywhere else that you could get books. A Gift of Morning Glories, Restoring Your Life After Loss. And we're talking with Georgia. Georgia is in Mount Wolf today. And Georgia, some of the misconceptions that people have about grief, like you said, you grieve when someone passes away in your life, somebody that you love. But what are some of the steps that you took to grieve at the loss of your marriage or the loss of your health? What are some of the things that you did to practically grieve?
Well, for me, journaling was big. I wrote a lot in my journal as I processed and wrote my prayers. I had at that time a counselor that I walked through, and that was extremely helpful because it's so easy to focus on all the little details of what's going wrong in your life. And he helped me see the bigger picture of God's perspective and, again, how, you know, what's most important in life. And how can I use this to transform me? And then things like the compost pile, God's creation. If I got outside in God's creation, it just helped draw me out of my pain and my problems onto his beauty and his creation. And so simple things like the compost pile, you put dead things on a compost pile, dead grass, dead leaves, but they break down, you know, add a little moisture, and with heat they break down and they create this fertile soil for a new life. And that was a great visual for me, that all these dead things, if I allow that time of grief and to go through the pain, and it is, I thought the pain was going to destroy me once I gave myself permission to grieve. I thought the sadness was going to kill me and my anger was going to kill everybody else. It's a tough, messy time, but when I think of the compost pile and how that breaks down into this fertile soil, that's what that time of grief looks like to us. It breaks down and gives us this rich soil for a new life, but it doesn't happen overnight, and it takes a long time. It really does.
We're talking with Georgia Schaefer. Georgia, the author of A Gift of Morning Glories, Restoring Your Life After Loss. Her book is available just about anywhere where you could get books online, or you could visit her online for more information, georgiaschafer.com. Georgia, is there the ability at your website to find out about how they could find out where you're speaking or if you'd be available to speak at somebody's church or small group?
Yes, absolutely it is. And I also have on my, I have free resources where I have, like, what's your grief IQ? And I talk about how the time of grief is, you know, sort of like a shaken up bottle of soda where all the emotional pressure is inside. And just like a shaken up bottle of soda, we know we crack the lid a little bit at a time. So I talk about a lot of practical things that helps people as they're moving through that time. And they're all free, free resources.
Check it out online, georgiaschafer.com, and check out her book, A Gift of Morning Glories, Restoring Your Life After Loss. And Georgia, one of our listeners, one of our friends that we have in common, Brian Bittler, says to tell you hello.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, he's listening this morning.
Tell him I said hi.
Will do. So, Georgia, thank you so much for speaking with us. We certainly enjoyed your book. And coming up, you have given us a couple. We're going to give some of our listeners chances to win one of your books here coming up later this hour. So thank you, Georgia, so much for calling.
Oh, thank you for having me.
You have a fabulous day. That's Georgia Schaefer, A Gift of Morning Glories. Check it out online, georgiaschafer.com. Here's North Point. This is Death Was Arrested on WJTL. Good morning.